We go over to what looks like a very interesting film here, Frozen River.
Yes, I sent you the review of that, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
Yes, it's a good one.
A small film, but a very moving one, were your final words.
Ah, yes, it is.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, Frozen River is an Oscar-nominated film, which I think surprised a number of people late last year. It featured at Sundance Festival as well, and the actress Melissa Leo won an award for her performance, and then she got this Oscar nomination, as did the screenplay. So to that extent, it moves from, I suppose, a small independent film to an Oscar nominee, which gives it some status in the film history books. It's set on the border on the St. Lawrence River between New York State and Quebec. And Melissa Leo plays a middle-aged woman who looks particularly haggard in the initial close-up as she sits pondering her life and a tear rolls down quietly. And then we find her husband has a gambling addiction and has left with all the money they'd been saving to buy a mobile house.
Where's Daddy?
Probably in Atlantic City by now. He's gambling away the money for our house.
Aren't we even going to look for him?
And they have two sons, one who's 15 and the other's 5. She works at a local store. She wants some kind of promotion, but the manager won't give it after a couple of years, so she's struggling. And she goes across to the bingo hall, thinking that the husband might be there, and a woman steals her car.
What are you doing with my car?
Had the keys in it. The guy driving it got on a bus.
And the woman is from the Mohawk Reservation, and Melissa Leo pursues her.
I got a friend who might buy that.
It's not for sale.
He's a smuggler. He'll pay more than it's worth.
And that's the beginning of the plot, which I won't reveal too much of, but it involves the border, it involves the Indian reservation, and it involves illegal migrants moving from Canada across the frozen river, because it's winter and dangerous, but they come across in the car to the United States.
I'm not driving just anybody across the border. It's a crime.
There's no border here. This is free trade between nations.
Not the border patrol.
They're not going to stop you. You're white.
And a lot of money changes hands. And the possibilities for the central character to be able to pay off the house, for instance, that's part of the temptation and her involvement.
You can't come up with cash. You've lost your $1,500 deposit.
It sounds as though it touches on some very powerful themes, both personal, because it's the story of a woman who struggling to keep her family together, to bring up her children, and also political, social, because the issue of smuggling illegal immigrants is very much on the political agenda.
I just need one more run to get the double, and then I'm out of this.
Yes, and it was interesting, too, that the immigrants, how they got to that part of Canada, I'm not quite sure, but tended to be from Asia, some Chinese, and also a Pakistani husband and wife. And one of the interesting things is that Melissa Leo's response to the Pakistani couple is very suspicious. She's got it in her head that all Pakistanis are terrorists, and she's very suspicious of them. So I found it very alerting to the innate prejudices and the effect that the media has on spreading stereotypes. So there's all kinds of interesting things throughout the film. I should add, too, that the Mohawk Indian woman has had a baby. Her husband is dead, and his family have taken the baby, and she would really like to have it, and she can only glimpse it or try to leave some money at the in-laws' house, and they give it back. So the two women characters and the growing bond between them is very strong.
I see that you mentioned that this film received a Cygnus Award at the San Sebastian Festival. What was the reason for the Cygnus Award?
More or less what I've been describing now that you mention it, that I found it interesting that generally a Spanish-speaking group of jurors go from Cygnus to San Sebastian, and it's interesting their response to an American film. But they found the characterisation, the portrait of the woman, and, of course, the social issues dramatised very strongly, so they gave it the prize.
My kid's got no one for me.
What are you going to do?
I didn't know any other way to keep us together.
Sounds like the kind of film I'd like to see, actually.
I hope you get the chance, yes.
Okay, thank you.